Okay, ready?
Well, Chris, sounds like there's some encouraging news on Brock Mueller. Have you heard anything about that?
Yeah, it's kind of neat. After the scrimmage on Saturday, Brock had been working with some of the strength conditioning guys, and this has been, he's been working with quite extensively the past few months. But on Saturday, he walked out about from the inside of the indoor building out to midfield about 50 yards, and it's pretty emotional. I mean, it was having gotten close to he and his family and the players knowing the story. And a young man being told there's 99% chance that he would never walk again, to see him after walking with basically just the aid of a couple crutches was pretty emotional. And we've kind of set a goal that, you know, I think it's a little less than 140 days until the first ball game, but he's going to help lead us down the tunnel to Big House in our opening game. Great story.
Rich, this morning on the teleconference, you had mentioned there were a couple guys in the defensive backfield that really stood out and solidified things in your mind. Can you elaborate on that point a little bit, who those guys are?
Probably the same guys we mentioned before. You know, Cam Gordon has been really consistent all spring, and again, he's not played yet in the game, but really getting some confidence with him. And then an area of concern with us with Donovan Warren to come in early was corner. And Troy Wolfolk and JT Floyd, I think, have really had good springs, which gives us some confidence there. And then Justin Turner has gotten better. James Rogers has gotten better. And it was nice to have Vladimir Meehan come back. He's a guy that practiced a little bit, and he's been out most of spring, and he's back in the action there. So we'll find a little bit of depth there, and then probably be deeper when some of the freshmen come in this fall. Our plan, you know, there's a lot of situations last year where we probably wanted to play a nickel or a dime situation. We just weren't confident yet in having that number of DBs ready, and I think this fall we'll have more guys ready.
But Justin Turner, is he going to stay at cornerback?
So right now, yeah, I think we want to make sure, Dave, that he's 100% solid on all the corner assignments and techniques. As it progresses further and he gets comfortable in that position, he's a guy that probably could play some safety. But right now, we're just keeping that one position.
How much Vlad do?
Vladdy?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's doing everything. Yeah, he's back full go. And so I brought the injury report. I think we have a few guys that were banged up last week. Kevin Koger just had a little slight shoulder thing, missed a couple practices, and he'll be back, at least limited action today. Other guys that came back, Quentin Washington actually scrimmaged a little bit Saturday. It's good to have Quentin back as well. We may actually get Junior Hemingway for a few snaps today. He's going to be limited somewhat. He won't be live, but he may, you know, we'll see how he does today. Maybe I'll get him the next two practices after this. And Jerron Stokes the same way. He's been out basically all spring, and we're hoping, I don't know how it's going to progress today. We're hoping to get a little action out of him today and this week.
Will people be held out Saturday? I mean, because of contact?
Well, the obvious ones, the ones that can't go, but the ones that are healthy, we're going to play the, I guess, for lack of a better term, the proven guys. Some of the proven guys won't play a lot of series. They'll play a few series. And we want to put everybody in a kind of a game-like environment. And we don't have enough guys to, even though I'd like to eventually be able to just put the squad up and have a true game, we still have to go offense and defense, just simply because we don't have enough guys. And there's a lot of guys that we're going to be moving in and out, you know, from the first group to the second group and so forth.
How many quarterbacks at this point do you think you have that you can win with? And is there any order to them?
I don't know. I think we have two for sure, and Denard and Tate, and we've proven, and I think they've gotten better. Devin is showing more and more that each time he practices. And last Saturday was the best that all three of those looked collectively as a group, and the best Devin has had. So he's slowly getting there, but again, he's not playing the game. And in a spring game, in that kind of environment is important for all of them, but especially for a guy like Devin. But to answer your question, I don't think I don't think we'll have a definitive order until toward the end of camp, and maybe not even then. But if we can get all three ready and feel comfortable that we can play all three, that would be a great situation for us. You know, it's important because it is a scrimmage type situation, and then hopefully there'll be a nice crowd, and there'll be a little bit of a nerves for the young guys that haven't played, and you know, see how they react without a coach standing right behind them, kind of reminding them what to do or telling them what to do. So from that aspect, it's important. But I think the last couple big scrimmages have been just as important, if not more so, for some of our guys. But I think just being in an environment and having a few nerves and being in a situation where they've got to basically make the corrections on their own between during the series. You know, obviously when the series are switching, the coaches can get a little coaching on the sidelines. But we're going to have coaches in the booth and using the headsets and trying to get all that communication things worked on as well.
Heinecker's injury kind of limiting the depth on the D-line. Is there a chance that some of those nose tackles can move around a little bit on the line?
Yeah. It's, in fact, you mentioned that. We moved Adam Patterson is a fifth-year senior that was playing pretty well at end, but we decided to try him at nose, which I think is a good move. He's probably one of our most explosive big guys. You know, in fact, I think he won the race when they raced a few weeks ago and for all the big guys. So we'll put him in at nose a little bit, and then he'll play probably inside and outside. Sakizi's been banged up, so he's missed the last couple weeks. I think Banks is a veteran enough guy that we're okay there. But Will's a tough. Heidegger's really come along. I don't know when he'll be able to come back, but we're hoping he'll be able to come back by midseason.
Rich, about an hour ago, there was a fourth
that West Virginia.
Might forgot
to pass on that, so I moved to the next question. You moved about West Virginia now, Rich. We're moving on to the next question. Pass that. Just another comment.
Reddit.
Coach, can you talk about the middle linebacker competition? I guess how Kenny
Gemmings
is looking this week?
Yeah, Kenny's been dinged up the last couple of days of practice, but been pleased with his play when he was healthy. Really, he was having a good spring. And then I think Obi Azay has had a good spring. We challenged Obi a little bit, and I think he's responded so far. And then I don't want to say it's a surprise, but a guy that's, I think, shown us that he's going to be able to help us over there is Mark Moondros. You know, Mark, he requested, as I mentioned before, to try some linebacker, and had really been pleased. You know, he'll still play a little bit of offense, but our focus for all spring for Mark has been on defense to learn that new position, and he's got a lot of intensity. He's a strong guy and a very passionate, and I really like what I've seen out of Mark playing over there. So I think it's a move that's probably going to stick, and at the same time probably help play some fullback. And then in help in that regard, John McCaughan, who's a fullback, has had a really good spring as well. So that's kind of eased Mark's transition, or at least Mark's move over there from our standpoint.
How about the running backs? Anybody step up to take your attention?
It's been one of these, almost where one guy has had a better day and then another guy's kind of not done as well as we would like. It's been back and forth a little bit. You know, Fitz Toussaint has really come on the last couple of practices and is getting some competition. And Mike Shaw has had a pretty solid spring, but, you know, he and Mike Cox are guys that we expect a lot out of. You know, they've been in the program a couple of years. And the freshman, Stephen Hopkins, is continuing to impress and looks like a guy that, you know, probably will not redshirt. You know, he's a bigger back, and there's times when you need a big back. And so far this spring, he's shown that maybe we may be able to play him some this year.
Rich, it seems like a lot of the guys that you are pointing out as having big springs are either in their second year, whether they played last year or redshirt. Is that normal for guys to start jumping their first spring?
I would hope so. You know, the biggest expectation from a coaching standpoint of guys' improvements usually happens between the first and second year. If they had a year in your program, had a chance to be through the off-season program, and you would expect the guys to make a big jump from their first time here, whether it's in the fall or the summer, to through the spring. And we're seeing that other guys that redshirted. And then we're seeing guys that have been in the program a couple years, like Rocco Corey and Elliot Mealer, Patrick Amami, Ricky Barnum, all those offensive linemen that have been with us a couple of years now, you're seeing a level of strength and confidence come as they're growing in a program. And those are something that you wanted to see, and we've seen it so far this spring.
You spoke before the spring practice about getting 8 guys on the offensive line that you had confidence in. Have you gotten there yet?
We're getting closer to that end. The guys I just mentioned, and then the 3 freshmen, Schofield, LaJuan, and Washington, all have a chance to help us, and probably will be on the 2 deep somewhere. Perry Dorenstein has been a little nicked up recently, but he was having a solid spring, and then we have Steve Schilling, who's a veteran, and of course Spark Hughie and David Mulk. So I think we will have more offensive linemen prepared to play at this level than certainly in the last 2 years.
You know when Mulk will be cleared completely to do everything?
You know, he's running now. He's taking part in some of the drills, no contact, of course. But talking to the trainers, he's ahead of schedule with his rehab. So I'm sure in the summer workouts and everything, he'll be fully released.
What are you hearing from NFL teams about the seniors? I mean, have you been getting calls? We've
gotten a few. We don't get, normally they, they've done their work and they've watched film and talk to them at the combine or during the Senior Bowl. But I hear a lot of great, there's a special teams coordinator from the league that's here today. It was working out Zoltan. And hear a lot of great things about him. Brandon Graham has had an outstanding, I think, sessions in getting prepared for him. All the guys I thought that worked out seem to be doing pretty well. I don't think you can predict as a coach where they're going to go. I really, depends on needs. But it's easy for us to talk about our guys. There's so many positive stories we can tell about our guys, our senior class, and then Donovan are going out that I would be surprised if a couple don't get drafted, and certainly that there's a handful that will be in NFL camps come next summer.
Have you seen Minor? What's his health status?
Since Brandon has not worked out here, he's training somewhere else. I've only seen him a few times, and he's been very limited because of his shoulder surgery. So I don't know where he's at right now in his rehab. And I know he's not been able to do as much as he would like in his workouts.
Chris, just in general, how would you be able to put any distractions aside this spring and focus on football or anything?
It's just been that, David. Just focusing on what we come here to do. And I think our players and our staff have really done a good job of staying focused on the things that we need to do to take this program to where we want to take it. And if I ask that of our staff and I ask that of the players, I certainly got to do that myself.
You should talk a little bit about tape, but you've also talked about off. But you've mentioned off the field a lot too, maturity. Is that something you kind of focus on with him?
Sure. Not just tape, but several of the young players. And I think that's, again, a natural process for our younger guys. We expect them to grow not only athletically, but certainly academically and socially as well during their time here. It takes some guys longer to do that than others. Tate, we've had a lot of talks with Tate and about the expectations of what we have for him and the same that his family has for him and I'm sure he has for himself. And it's sometimes a painful process for young people to go through and a painful process for coaches because you want it all right now. Same as a parent would. You get disappointed sometimes as parents do when your children don't do all the things that you want them to do. But they're good people. I got a lot of good kids. And I don't say kids. I got a lot of good young men on our team. And sometimes they make mistakes. And that doesn't mean we don't love them, but there's some tough love involved. And we're hoping to get them to where they can reach all their goals.
We saw just some clips from the scrimmage on Emgo Wu. And the one at the end where Denard kind of improvised on the play and he had like a fake pass. I mean, is that the kind of thing that he can bring that maybe is somewhat unique to him, the improvisation, or were you kind of like, worked, but...
Yeah, when they did a little pump fake to get the guy up, that was normally doesn't work very often. But I think it might have been a freshman he was doing it on, so it worked. But they had a lot of fun. We've talked quite a bit on in the open field. And sometimes you don't want to restrain a guy's ability in the open field to make plays. But there are a lot of times where young guys, especially, got to realize that people they're chasing are pretty fast, so we're trying to get them to run north and south more. That's been if we have tried to coach one thing more than any other besides ball security, has been our guy to trust their speed and get more vertical and running north and south. And Denard's been one of them. He's so fast, sometimes I don't think he realizes how fast he is. And we're trying to get him to go this way instead of that way. It's been a point of emphasis for him. But you don't want to, you also want to let them have the ability to make somebody miss too.
How has he come along in terms of learning and running the offense?
For the first spring, I think, just as we had thought, I think last year he was, kind of just learning what we were doing and hoping to get that play right. I think now he's getting to the point to understand why we're running a certain play and how people are going to defend it. But he's still not, he's still a ways away from being really, really comfortable with everything we're doing. But that's to be expected. This is his first spring. We got three more practices and then, 29 in August to get him more in tune with not only, again, what we're doing, but how teams are defending us and what our answers are going to be to that.
We got time for Rich. How much more comfortable are you going into this spring than the last spring or your first spring here in terms of you being here and your guys and, knowing your offense and maybe the defensive players having a coordinator for a second year?
I think it's every spring as we go along with our guys, we should be more comfortable in knowing what we have and what their strengths and weaknesses are. I think that was probably something I made a point of last spring, that the biggest difference between year one and year two is what your guys' strengths and weaknesses are and what you need to adjust accordingly. I think that's true again now being the third spring. We're really, really comfortable with that, with the guys in our program and knowing the strengths and weaknesses and where we got to go. You still got to do the fundamentals of teach the block and tackle and not assume that maybe if they got taught last year that they're still doing the level we want them to do it at. But I feel good, at least our staff is knows what we have and our players know what we expect each and every practice. So practices have been pretty crisp. They were certainly a lot crisper last spring than they were the first spring. And they may, we have even more so this spring. So that's helped us, I think, get more done this spring than in previous springs.
All right.
Okay. Thanks.
We'll see you out there.
Come back.